Welcome back to the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel.
Hello. So I just had a couple of realizations that I want to remember, I want to memorialize and maybe share. And so the first one has to do with how, you know, I realized at one point I was getting upset and frustrated whenever my internet connection would go down and I needed to work. I wanted to be online, and my internet connection's been very spotty with a company that will remain nameless, Spectrum, gone down several times, sometimes many times a day, and I would find myself getting so frustrated and upset, and that really wasn't good for me. And then all of a sudden I realized, I said, you know what, when the internet connection's down, what can I do? What can I do with my time? And I'm sitting here, and I've studied and practiced something called mindfulness meditation, which is basically focusing one's attention where you want, on your breathing typically, taking long, slow, deep breaths in and out, focusing and letting thoughts come and go, but just focusing on each breath. It slows the heart rate. It becomes, you calm yourself. You practice being able to focus your attention where you want in life, living in the moment. That creates greater happiness and all kinds of good things, and not letting your emotions run away with you, or other people push your buttons, or anger take over, things like that. So I would, the internet would go off, and I would say, oh, great, and instead of saying, darn that internet company and getting my blood pressure all up, I would say, oh, great, an opportunity to meditate. Yay! Totally what's called reframing it, looking at it through a different frame, framed it differently. So this is not a problem. This is an opportunity. And I would just take some deep breaths. And the internet's out, and I'm taking deep breaths, and I'm focusing on my breathing, and as thoughts come in, I would say, hello, that's just my brain thinking, back to my breath, Joe, back to my breath, and I would focus on my breathing, and become calm and present in the moment, and practice having, being mindful, and having the skill of mindfulness, and it was a pleasant, peaceful experience. I recommend it to everybody. And then I have this one instant messenger app. It's called Wow. And it has a sound effect. When it detects that the internet's come back on after it's been off, it plays this like harp sound, right? And so after I'm meditating because the internet's been off, all of a sudden the internet comes back in and this chat application plays its harp sound. And I know, oh, okay, time to stop meditating, go back to work. And it's this really neat kind of, you know, this harp sound comes in and I'm feeling better, and it's just a great experience. So I'm thinking about how I was able to learn this valuable, cool lesson about dealing with anger and frustration and tech not working. I'm sure you've had the experience of technology not working, and how to reframe being upset as a signal to reframe things and be positive and do positive, proactive steps to experience something good and healthy, right? Whether it's meditation or going for a walk or doing something that's life-affirming. Because we have choices all the time. And if we're mindful, we can make good choices. And instead of being reactive and frustrated and angry and all of that stuff. So then it occurred to me that sometimes I get really frustrated when I can't get myself to finish something, to finish a project. I get distracted by another internet conversation. I get distracted by another great, brilliant idea for a new business or a new this or that project or web application I want to install. And I don't know if, you know, if you've ever had shiny object syndrome yourself, where you want to start new things and you're hesitant to finish what you've been working on because there's something exciting to do, and it just has been so frustrating to me to know I need to be doing this, I need to be finishing this task, this great thing I'm working on, my business, my course, whatever it is, and I can't get myself to do it. There's something inside me that wants to do something else. And so a voice in me would say, oh, Joe, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. And I would beat myself up. They call it the inner critic, whatever. It's not a nice experience to hear coming from within yourself, being critical and being your beating yourself up, being your worst critic, you know. It's hard dealing sometimes with other people criticizing you, but when it comes from yourself and you're saying, oh, why can't you do this? You know, you're so dumb. And then I realize two things, okay? I realized two things. One was that that voice that was saying, oh, I'm so angry at you, I'm, you know, gonna say not nice things about you from myself, it's not a logical, rational part of me talking, because I know I'm not stupid. I'm really rather intelligent. And people tell me so. And so I know that it's coming from an emotional, subconscious part of my brain that happens in the background. And the subconscious, the part that handles our dreaming, it talks to us through symbols, right? So when you dream and you're dreaming that, you know, you're flying, or, you know, you're driving in a car, these are symbols. It's not a real car. You're not flying through the air. Your mind and your subconscious is communicating to you through the language it knows, which is the language of pictures and symbols that have meaning to you. So when this emotional voice comes up and is self-critical and says, you dummy, why aren't you doing what you need to be doing? It's because it's not articulating in the same language that we use when we talk to people normally through our conscious, rational selves. It's using the subconscious language, right, of symbols, and its symbols are saying, I feel frustrated, right, that you can't move beyond this and do what you want to do. I'm frustrated. So it's, you're so dumb, why can't you, why don't you, is really what it's saying is, I have a frustration with that you could achieve this, you could do this, and you're not doing it. So the subconscious is communicating. It's not saying you're a bad person. It's not saying I'm a bad person, I'm a dumb person, or whatever. It's saying it's real meaning in the symbol. This is like interpreting your dreams, you know, trying to look at what the symbols are really telling you in your dreams, which is a good thing to do. This emotional stuff that bubbles up, it's like a dream, and the interpretation is that there's frustration going on at a subconscious level, that I'm not realizing my full potential to do the great, wonderful, exciting stuff that I come up with and I'm working on. And that frustration translates through the subconscious into these negative self-talk, self-critical statements. So bam, I realized that. That's what's going on. So now that I've realized it's really this symbolic talk, I could say, yes, I realize I'm frustrated. It's okay. I realize I'm frustrated. It's okay. I don't have to feel shame or anger or resentment or upsetness at this inner critic, you know, as it's something outside of myself, because it's me. And I could just realize, yeah, I realize what you're saying. It's coming from deep within me. I'm frustrated about this. I'm going to get through it. I'm doing better. I'm making progress. I'm taking one step in front of the other. So that's one realization, okay? And the second realization that I got today was that just as when the internet goes down, I lose my connection on the internet, and I used to get angry, that was a signal for me to do deep breathing, practice mindfulness meditation, reconnect to my higher self. When I start feeling, hearing the negative self-talk, the critical inner voice saying things that are not nice about me, and it articulating that it's there's frustration going on at a deep level, that's a notification that my spiritual internet is offline. My connection to my higher self, my best possible self, my spiritual self, is not connected, right? And so it's not a crisis, it's not a problem, It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to meditate, to breathe deeply, get in the moment, take some deep breaths, practice mindfulness, because mindfulness, being in the moment, just breathing deeply and focusing on each breath, is a way of connecting. It's a way of connecting to the present moment, and this is where the magic of life is in the moment. It's not in our past. It's not what we're worried about in the future or regretting of the past. It's right here and right now, and we have a connection to our highest self, our best possible self, our most best option of ourself, and your angels, your guardian angels, whatever you want to call it, your highest self is right here with, and you can access it. I can access it. You can access it through deep breathing, through being mindful, through being present, being calm, and reframing it as an opportunity to connect. And you can connect through meditation, deep breathing, affirmations, prayer, walking in nature. There are all kinds of ways. But to say, when that negative voice is criticizing and being mean within you, you know, to say, this is, recognize my spiritual higher self internet is disconnected. It happens. This is like when the computer internet goes down. It happens. And it's not a problem. Guess what it is? It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Oh, good. Now I can say, when that critical voice comes up and says, oh, Joe, you're so dumb. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you say that to that person when you had a chance? Or why didn't you, you know, publish that book when you were ready to? Or whatever it is that, you know, is negative critical voice is coming up, voicing its frustration, to say, oh, okay, so here's an opportunity. Yay, I got an opportunity to reconnect with my purpose, my real self. Is my real self, just like your real self, is beautiful. Your real self is brilliant, is intelligent, is kind, is magical, is capable of incredible progress in life. And so whenever you hear this, and I'm saying this to myself, Joe, and to you, whoever's watching this, whenever you hear that inner voice of that inner critic, to realize that this is an opportunity, not a problem. It's an opportunity to reconnect with your higher self and take some slow, deep breaths in. Focus on each breath, in and out. Come into the moment. Let thoughts come and pass. Don't judge them until you feel connected. Okay, and then get back to what you're doing, making healthy choices, conscious choices, instead of a subconscious or unconscious habitual reactions to life. Take the next step and the next step, make healthy, good choices, create healthy habits for yourself, and you will make progress. And great things come out of lots of little things put together, lots of little steps to do the next step and the next step. And life builds ripples of reverberations of beautiful, positive things in our life when we take the next step in a conscious, connected way that's in alignment with who we are, with our purpose. And the key is to keep breathing and realize when you have an opportunity, not a problem. So that's it. I hope you got something useful from this. I'm going to watch this myself to remind myself. I wish you love and peace, compassion in your life, and great progress every day. Steady progress. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel. Please visit my website at josephsiegel.com. That's josephsiegal.com for free meditations, for journals and books and videos to help inspire you, more podcast episodes. I think you'll really find it to be a wonderfully fun and helpful website. Please share it with your friends. And make sure you click the follow button on this podcast wherever you're listening to it, and share it with people so we can create more peace, more good health, more inner peace and prosperity
and kindness everywhere. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day or evening.